and knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door, and welcome to the Regal Beagle podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today is my cousin Cameron. Cameron, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Great. And I think between the two of us in these first minute, the first minute of this episode, we've probably done 5 different voices.
Have we really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't notice.
No. I thought I threw in a couple or 2 or 3 or 4 in that introduction.
Really? I thought that was pretty consistent with your standard intro voice.
Well, there was parts of it that were standard, and then I veered off. Like, the beginning of the introduction was super soft.
Oh.
No? Huh. And emotional.
I mean, potentially. I'll have to listen back.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm giving you reason to listen to these when they're posted.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so are you ready for this?
Oh, am I ever.
Season 6, Episode 19, Jack's 10. It aired February 23, 1982, directed by Dave Powers, written by Ken Hecht. Ken Hecht? Jack's new girlfriend, Denise, is too controlling, much to the chagrin of Janet and Terry. Cameron, what did you think of Jack's 10?
Oh, Denise, Scooby-Doo, I'm in love with you, Denise, Shooby-Doo. Remember that one?
Is that a song, or are you quoting the episode?
Ah, it could be either. It is the Randy and the Rainbows hit, Denise.
Whoa. Is that a deep cut? I don't know it.
I mean, it's an old song, older than this episode. But I thought, I was thinking about it, I sing it because I was thinking about it the whole time I watched the episode. Because Jack was head over heels for Denise.
He was. What was your overall impression of this one?
I'm curious to hear what you'll think of my impression. Drum roll. I really liked this episode.
Whoa. Okay. Interesting. I kind of don't have an opinion on this anymore because I've lost my frame of reference now. It's a little loose for me because
understandable. Yeah. Understandable.
Okay, so
for sure.
So why did you like it so much?
I think I liked it because it was so much of it was so different from what it defied my expectations in the sense that it didn't go where I thought it was going to go, and the place that it went surprised and. It made me feel something. We didn't have Mr. Furley in the episode, but I was okay with that because for the first time in a very long time, I felt like some significant character development on the part of Jack, and instead of relying on bits and slapstick, which for the most part is funny, I thought as an episode of television, I was very invested in what was happening to Jack. Because A, you didn't want to see this person that you had come to know and love and grow with throw everything that he loves out the window for this Denise person. And you're also kind of screaming at, you're screaming at Janet. Because it's like somebody needs to shake him and make sure that, you know, he snaps out of this. And then, you know, I also enjoyed the, you know, Larry's sort of play in all this too, and how he was the reason they got together. But then when he sort of had his go at it, Denise was able to manipulate him as well. And it was just, I don't know. I was on the edge of my seat the whole episode in a really unexpected way. And you could see Jack just going full, all in on this girl. Like, he completely changed his wardrobe. He donated his jeans. He was engaged and was still singing her praises until the very, very end. And it's just like, how are they going to resolve this? This isn't the Jack that I know. I will say, though, that having said all that, it was a bit light on the humor. I wasn't laughing as much, but I wasn't bored. I was entertained, and I enjoyed the episode of television. So I think I liked it because I was surprised, more so than I liked it because it was funny, which is how I've sort of come to appreciate episodes of late. But having said that, for a show at this stage in the game, sort of mid to late season six, I thought this was a great storyline because it, especially for those people that have invested all of this time already in the show, because it really paid off in the sense that, like, you kind of need to have an understanding of who these people are to get invested in, to care about whether or not Jack goes through with this. And obviously, like, sitcoms being sitcoms, you know, like, it's not going to happen because it just doesn't make any sense because Jack to leave. But I wanted to know how they would resolve it. And I thought it was, I enjoyed it. I wanted to finish. I didn't want to turn it off halfway through. That's sort of the litmus for my, for Three's Company. And I think this was a thumbs up for me. Two thumbs up.
Wow. Well, you know what? All your points are valid and make sense, and they are sound. I don't have any counterpoint to it. The only thing I will say is the reason why I said I've lost kind of my frame of reference, I've just kind of don't know if I liked it or not, is mainly due to the fact that I've seen this episode a million times. So it's hard for me to watch it and see it objectively anymore. But I will say this: there are you said that the episode doesn't have too much humor in it or too many jokes in it. I agree with you, but the ones that are still in there, even to this day after knowing the script so well, I still laughed when Janet said to Jack, "You look like a dish of Spumoni," when he came out with his with his neon new 80s neon clothes. And and when they brought Larry into the kitchen and they're trying to get Larry to save Jack, and Larry goes, "I don't know anything about boxes." So that was great. Those lines were delivered great.
Oh yeah. I agree with you.
And I also love how Larry does a very quick impromptu little roast of Jack when they're in the living room with Denise there. I thought that was really, you know, the jokes were pretty flat, but I loved just Larry's delivery of it. I thought that was great.
It kind of was like his preamble or setup to sort of like ripping the relationship apart before he was blindsided by information that made him buy into it.
Yeah. All your points are valid. I don't know anything more to say.
I really appreciated how the writing of this episode, how when you meet Denise, I thought there was a pretty good sort of like amount of time where the audience is guessing as to like, okay, what's up with this girl? Like, what is it going to be that,
right?
Because for it takes a little bit for us to say, okay, well, this is what it is. And up until then, you're like, oh, this is interesting. Like, they've been dating for a week and everyone's happy and she seems pretty cool. And like, this is where is this going? Like, what, how is somebody going to screw this up?
Right. And you're so used to this show being such a slapstick type of show, you thought it was going to be like not as kind of sly as they made her out to be.
Oh, God, yeah. And we're used to also, like, within the first 2 to 5 minutes, maybe not even that long, of, like, here's the situation. Oh, my gosh, how are they going to get out of it?
Gotcha.
Right. And here it's just like, oh, what's happening here? This is curious. I also found it funny that of all of the professions for her to sort of come from a lucrative family, that her dad has a cardboard box company.
Yeah.
And I get the comedy there was supposed to be that it's the most sort of mundane thing that Jack could do. And the fact that he was considering doing it for her was, the idea, but it was just funny to me that he's going to have his own office and make boxes.
And also I think the whole choice of making cardboard boxes was, I thought, was simply so Larry could deliver the whole Jack in the Boxes joke?
Right. Yes. Yes. Worth it. In that case, worth it.
Worth it. There's also two other things now that I think about it. You brought it up that, you know, he's been going out with her for a week. A week? And yeah. Janet's nervous as if she's, yeah. you know, like a week is a long time for Jack or in on this show for her yeah. him to see a girl. Like, that's how serious it is. It's been 7 days. Yeah. It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
And when he finally rejects Denise and they break up, I love how the audience is so invested that they start applauding.
Like yeah, that's so true.
And if I feel now after hearing you, if you were in that audience, you would have applauded too.
I mean, I would have definitely applauded. I did exclaim, you know, out loud to nobody when I was watching my satisfaction with that ending. Although I will say that I was kind of puzzled that was what it was that, like, changed everything for Jack. Like, never mind his dream of becoming a chef or getting engaged, right? Because I think back to an episode where, you know, Jack was went to the lengths of pretending to be an alcoholic to avoid a potential marriage to a nun, but then all of a sudden, like, you know, forget your dream, do the most boring job, and get married, and he's just like all in. But this kind of like weird situation where Denise is like, do your own thing before the wedding. And he's like, oh, are you accusing me of lying? Well, that was it, right? Like, was I missing something? It was just that she wouldn't back down from this like idea that he was lying to her.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
She didn't trust him.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess.
Or no, not that she didn't trust him. She just didn't trust his relationship with Janet.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, well, it's not like he had really shown the relationship with Janet or Terry any respect with regards to Denise prior to that moment.
Right, right.
It just was like, obviously they needed to find a way to do it. And it, you know, it felt good as a viewer in the moment. It was just curious to me that was kind of like, okay, well, this is it. I'm done with this.
Yeah, yeah. That was... I wouldn't go as far as to say it was like a cheap thing, but they do have to wrap it up in less than 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I will say for me, the strongest performance with the smallest amount of screen time, Larry sort of stole the episode for me again. Like when he showed up at the door in his like black pants and the black shirt with that like embroidered flower or parrot or whatever the fuck it was. I was like cheering him on. I'm like, yeah, Larry's gonna fix this. Like, he'll set everything straight. This is crazy. And I don't know. I'd never really sort of like I said before, I've been invested in this way. So it was an interesting episode of Three's Company. Very fascinating. Do you know why it's called Jack's 10? Am I missing something?
No, I didn't get it either.
Okay.
Or maybe Denise is Jack's perfect woman.
Okay.
I don't know. But Larry does have a line that's wicked when he does enter the episode, which was when he knocks on the door and he goes, I better get my sunglasses, looking at Jack's neon outfit.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's great.
Well, okay. Well, thanks, Cameron, for this week. I'm glad that you are kind of getting back on the horse when it comes to Three's Company being the horse.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the horse feels a little different this week. And it's interesting to hear you say that you're sort of uncertain about how you feel about the episode. But I'm happy to bring any, you know, measure of clarity for you. So that's good. Yeah.
Can I just say it was Karen Austin who played Denise and it was her second appearance on the show as a different character?
Ah, well, that classic Three's Company move.
Yes.
Who did she play before?
She was on season 5, episode 7, Chrissy's Cousin. I believe as a prospective roommate brought by Larry, I think. I could be right. Yes, I was right. I think I am. Anyways, Karen Austin played Denise. I think she did a great job. And you liked the episode, so I'm happy about that. So I'm curious to see how you feel about the rest of the episodes in this season.
Wow. Season 6. Okay.